Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lou. Well, I wonder with these 9 days or so into 2022 that we are, whether you are writing the correct date when you have to write down the year yet or not yet. Over the last week, I've been reflecting quite a bit, actually, on what Michael shared with us last Sunday, on the challenge he gave to us. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you in 2022? What is God calling you to do? Who is God calling you to be? What is our mission? What is our vision, our 2022 vision? What are we here for? As individuals, as church, what is Harborne Baptist Church here for? And all of those questions come up in this sermon series, The Story of Jesus. And it's a great place to start the passage that Lou just read for us, Philip and Nathanael meeting Jesus. And as we spend a few moments here on these verses, I want to encourage you to keep Michael's question in mind. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? Verse 43, we read this. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." What is Jesus saying to Philip? "Follow me. Follow me." That's all Jesus said to Philip. "Follow me." What a simple command. Follow me. I wonder, as we think about what might God be saying to us this morning, that sometimes we overcomplicate matters. We maybe spend too much time, I know that I do, thinking about strategy and trying to think of visions or mission statements. And then we encounter Jesus who says to Philip, "Follow me. Follow me." I wonder in this new year whether that is what Jesus is saying to you. And we must not and we should not overcomplicate things. Jesus says, "Follow me." Could that be what Jesus is saying to you today? And it could be that you may be joining us this morning here on site or via our YouTube link, and you've never taken a decision to follow Jesus. You may be here because of a family member or a friend, and actually, you're not quite on board. You may be visiting us for the first time, or you may have been coming along for years, But actually, you've never said yes to the invitation that Jesus offers, follow me. Well, if that is you, then this may be the place, the moment that you hear those words spoken as if directly to you from Jesus. Follow me. And friends, if that is you today, then I'd love to talk more with you about that after the service, or if you're online, send a message and we can arrange to meet up. Let's not miss that moment of clarity when Jesus says to us, follow me. But there'll be many of us here this morning, here in the building and listening and watching online, who have already made a decision to follow Jesus. Many of us already been baptized somewhere like this. What does it mean for you and me today to hear Jesus say, follow me? To hear those words to me today. Jesus isn't calling Philip to follow him for a few hours, or even a day, or a week, or a month, but for life. What does following Jesus look like for me in 2022? Does it mean leaving something behind? Does it mean taking something on? Is there a new adventure for you to begin? Jesus is calling us to follow him. And it may be for some of us that following Jesus in this new year may look like a few of those things we had on screen earlier. We may put them up again now. Being part of a small group. Maybe you've been thinking about that for months or years, and this is the moment to say, yeah, I'm going to be part of a home group in this new year, to try that out. If that's you, come and speak with Michael or me or any of the leadership team. We'll get you connected with a group. For some of us, it could mean committing to saying, yes, this is my church home. And some of us have been here for quite a while. And so we're going to become members of this church and say, we are here. This is our church family. It could mean stepping forward for baptism. I keep pointing over there because that's where our baptistry is, if you can't see it. And saying, I want to make that public commitment to following Jesus this year in 2022. It could be outside of church, something at work or another responsibility where following Jesus is going to mean a change in this coming year. Jesus saying, follow me. How is Jesus calling me to follow him in 2022? I hope you take that question away today. Don't just leave it here. Take it with you and wrestle with it in the coming week. And just for a few moments, let's look at Philip and Nathanael and what they might teach us about the practicalities of following Jesus. They're really interesting characters, these two, Philip and Nathanael. You don't hear much about them. They don't come up very much in conversation. We don't read that much about them in the Bible even. But they seem to be two of a group who have gathered to listen to John the Baptist. They knew their Bibles, they knew Moses and the law and the prophets, and they are waiting for God to step in. God has promised to do that, and they're here waiting. And as they realize that the promises God has made are fulfilled in Jesus, I think they show us a couple of lessons about what it means to follow Jesus. John 1:43, Jesus says to Philip, follow me. What does that mean practically for Philip? Well, where is Jesus going? I only noticed this last week. It's really interesting. Where is Jesus going? Verse 43, where is Jesus going? Actually a question. Galilee. Jesus is going to Galilee. He's decided to go to Galilee. Now, verse 44, we find out where Philip comes from. Philip comes from Bethsaida. Now, if we read the whole of John's Gospel, which we're going to do by and large in the next couple of weeks and months, we'll find out that Bethsaida is in Galilee. John 12, verse 22, 21. So Jesus is going to Galilee. Well, Philip comes from Galilee. So for Philip, following Jesus means going home. At first, anyway. It means going home. And I think that is fascinating because sometimes we might imagine that when Jesus calls people to follow him, you end up like the Darby family in Uganda or in Ghana or in some far-off foreign country. But actually, for Philip, following Jesus means going home. Going home. And that doesn't make it easy. I mean, there was a reason that Philip left home. He was looking for something. He'd come to hear John the Baptist. He had looked for this one who would bring rescue and freedom to his people. And now Jesus is calling him to go home. Or what about Nathanael? Well, John 21 and verse 2, right at the end of the gospel, tells us Nathanael is from Cana in Galilee. Now, where do you know that name? What's the first place Jesus goes to? John chapter 2, he's at a wedding. The wedding is at Cana in Galilee. Now, I had never seen this before, but isn't that fascinating that Philip and Nathanael are both from Galilee? In fact, Nathanael is from the place that Jesus will go to first. And so following Jesus for them means going home. Means going home. And Nathanael was not enthusiastic about his place of birth particularly. Nazareth, just down the road, he was amazed that something good might come from Nazareth. This is unexpected. Unexpected for Nathanael and for Philip. Following Jesus meant going to some unexpected places. And that's a lesson perhaps for us today, that following Jesus can take us to unexpected places, places we did not imagine we would be going. When we follow Jesus, sometimes we end up in those places. 8 years ago, Liz and I were in Thailand in January 2014, and we were just kind of getting ready to tell those around us, our colleagues and our friends, that we would be leaving Thailand. We decided this was the time to come back to the UK. We knew that. But we had no idea where in the UK we were going to. No idea at all. We had some suggestions of places we might be going to. London, Oxford, possibly Manchester. But actually, God was leading us quite specifically here, which was home. It was the place we had left from and God called us back to. And that was an unexpected place for us to come back to. I'll tell you the longer story one day of how that all worked out. But for us, certainly, it has been our experience that following Jesus takes us to unexpected places. And I'm sure many of you here this morning, listening in today, can share similar stories. How God calls us, how following Jesus leads us to unexpected places, far and near. Well, I wonder, as we look to this new year, 2022, where will following Jesus take you? Maybe an unexpected place, not necessarily far off, maybe quite close to home. Where will following Jesus take me in this new year? And then finally, before we finish, following Jesus takes us to unexpected places. It also opens up unexpected encounters. And just look for a moment at this conversation encounter between Nathanael and Jesus. It starts with Philip. Philip going to find Nathanael. We assume he was a friend or perhaps a relative. And Philip tells Nathanael, "We have found the one. We have found the one." Philip is excited about what he has discovered. Now, friends, we can't share what we haven't found. Very hard to be enthusiastic about something that you have no experience of. And that maybe points us to one of the crucial parts of this story. How excited are we about sharing what we have found? Well, Philip's excited, but there's a snag, because Nathanael knows his Bible. And he knows that Nazareth doesn't feature in the places that the Messiah might come from. And he is far from impressed at what Philip is saying. He says, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Well, instead of trying to defend Nazareth or Jesus or the claims that he's been making, Philip says something very simple but very profound. Come and see. Come and see. Come and experience what I have discovered. Don't take my word for it. Come and meet Jesus. And note that Nathanael is happy with that. He doesn't reject that and say, no, until you can prove to me, I'm not moving anywhere. He goes to meet Jesus. And it's Jesus who makes the impression on Nathanael, not Philip. It's Jesus who makes that impression. Before he even meets Nathanael, Jesus says, here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. And Nathanael is astonished. Jesus, how do you know me? How do you know me? And Jesus says, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip had even called you. In other words, before Philip had found you, says Jesus, I had found you. I knew you and I know you through and through. And that's enough for Nathanael. He's convinced. You are the Son of God, he says. Now, there is so much in that conversation. If you are meeting this week for home group, I would suggest that you dig in to that encounter between Philip, Nathanael, and Jesus. There's so much there, such encouragement that we don't need to pretend. We don't need to become something we're not, because Jesus knows us. And anyway, it's not us that's going to impress somebody, it's Jesus, if there's going to be genuine change. But we see this happening again and again as we read through John's Gospel in the next few weeks, that following Jesus leads to these unexpected encounters with us and others and with Jesus, most importantly. And it's not about having all the answers, you'll be glad to know. It's not about having everything sewn up and tidied away, but about having that genuine encounter experience of Jesus that we can share with those around us and invite them to discover more. This past week, I had an unexpected encounter. It was after a funeral, and in a conversation, somebody I was talking to began to tell me what they thought of God. And they told me that they had, in the past, gone to church regularly. In fact, they were quite involved in their church. But something had happened. There had been some illegal wrongdoing, actually, within the church they were part of, and they had discovered it. But instead of addressing it, the church leadership had tragically covered it up, and this person had decided they'd had enough of that, and they had left the church. And he said to me, I want nothing more to do with church. I still have some belief in God, but church, really what he was saying was what Nathanael had said. Church, can anything good come from there? What's our response when we meet rejection or that kind of conversation? Well, I'm not sure that my response was especially helpful, but what I wanted to do was to say what Philip had said. Come and see Jesus. Come and experience Jesus. I can't answer or explain or justify anything that you've just told me, but I do know what I have found and discovered: hope and freedom and life in Jesus. I don't know what encounters this year will hold for me or for you or for us as a church. Unexpected encounters that we have with others, that we have with Jesus, opportunities that are opened up. Philip could have kept the news to himself. Nathanael could have decided not to go to Jesus. But in their stories, we see the opening up of encounters, unexpected, unplanned, between themselves and Jesus. And this morning we're here on this Sunday, the 9th of January. And I don't believe it is an accident that we are here. As we hear this message, Jesus speaking these words, follow me. Follow me into the unexpected. Come with me into this new year. And hear the wonderful promise that this passage ends with. When Jesus says to Nathanael, you're impressed, Nathanael, that I know all about you and what you were doing before Philip found you. Well, you will see greater things than that. That is my prayer, my belief as we head into this new year, that we will see greater things than we've already experienced. That God will be at work amongst us and through us to use us as he used Philip and Nathanael and the other disciples to take this message of Jesus to their communities and their worlds. I invite you to stand if you're able. We're going to sing in a moment. Let me lead us in a moment of prayer. So please do stand if you can. Heavenly Father, this morning we stand in your presence, amazed at who you are and who you call us to be. Lord, we recognize our own weaknesses. We recognize in Nathanael especially some of the doubts and the questions that we hold. And we bring those to you, Lord. We bring them to you and we ask that as you call us to follow you in 2022, you would equip us for all that lies ahead. Lord, may we be those who are ready for that encounter, that conversation, that question. May we be those who say yes when you call us even to an unexpected place, for we stand amazed in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's sit.